Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, also simulcasting on eSETI Stargate, on Rumble, and YouTube. We're still holding off on YouTube because we get censored on everything, and they would definitely censor tonight's show, so we're going to skip that one. Little housekeeping first. We've got the eSETI Spring event. There's a healing and transformational gathering on May 19th to the 22nd. And the ranch is officially open on May 5th. And don't miss Tyler and Aaron's with Journey to Truth's Secret Space Conference. So, just type in Secret Space Conference and you'll get all the information. Or go to Journey to the Truth and they have all the information there as well. And then I'm also doing a workshop on the 24th to the 26th. And it's a self-mastery ambassador training workshop. And those fill up pretty quick. So jump on that if you want to do it. It's covers everything. We're going to cover a lot of that tonight, if we can. There's too much to cover, but we'll cover as much as we can. I wanted to talk a little about the news, and all this information is coming right now. It looks like our beloved Air Fossey is in the news again as the highest paid government official refusing to make his profits known on the pandemic. And it's just not just the money he's being paid is the highest paid government official. He's also made God knows how much on all the other investments, all indicators concerning the funding and creation of the pandemic are pointing to him and his cohort. So basically there's a collusion, extreme conflict of interest, and I would say it goes into the criminal area. But anyway, that's going to come out. It keeps getting smashed down by the mainstream press, and it's going to come out. Just like the Hunter Biden laptop from hell, part two, just won't stay buried. And it keeps coming out. And now it's just going to be coming out to everywhere. And part one was the Wiener laptop with Huma's insurance policy, which brought seasoned police to their knees. Many mysteriously died shortly after viewing it. So obviously there is no insurance policy when it comes to the Clinton family. So anyway, that's all going to, karma works, folks. Just give it time. So anyway, it's going to go down. And there's too many people that have copies of all this. So it's going to get out there. There's no way they can squash it. And it looks like all roads lead back to Joe, the big guy, as far as the bribes from hostile foreign governments and any Democrats suffering from voters remorse. How about the censorship and deceptions of legacy news? Tired of eating Russian nothing burgers, so come on, guys, figure it out. Is it just me or is the Democratic Party looking like a scene out of Batman, with penguins, jokers, a whole consortium of villains? It's like DC has become Gotham City. And if you're not paying attention, you can't see this, but take a look at it. You have to look at what they've been doing and what they've been saying and what's really happening, and get your little BS meter going to figure out what's really happening. So I know this next thing I'm going to talk about, I know I'll be pegged as a Russian sympathizer, just like they attacked Tucker Carlson and many others when he questioned the mainstream narrative. Yet there's questions that are going unanswered, and I'd like to hear some of these being answered. So Russia initiated an anti-Nazi resolution in November of 2021, and guess who voted against it? The Ukraine and, believe it or not, America. So what the heck? We voted against a Nazi resolution. So what is that telling you about the infiltration process? So you can't make this up. And did you know the Ukrainian army has branches that are full-blown Nazis? In an article, here's an article by Joseph Tartosky. He's probably saying his name wrong, but right sector gangs were integrated into the National Guard and sent to fight in East Ukraine, while the Ukrainian Azov battalion, accused of committing war crimes in the East, has attracted many Nazis. It's become undeniable that neo-Nazi units are operating in the Ukraine with full governmental support. So these are articles written by people that are in the know, that are in the middle of things, and they know what's going on. And my question is, Is this the same group that we're being asked to arm? Are the U.S. and other countries, sending arms to these people without all the facts? And we need to take a good look at this, what's really going on there. And could they be doing the same atrocities in the past and blaming it on Russia? So any news anchors addressing the bioweapon labs, are just censored immediately, so. And there's at least nine and counting, that Putin's been taking them out. So who funded these bio labs? Is this tied as well to Biden? Did the funding come through Biden and son and other connections? So reports are coming in. They were experimenting with COVID funded by the same deep state characters, yet now they're afraid Russia might use the same bioweapons against Ukraine. So it started out, that's a rumor. There's no bioweapon labs in the Ukraine. Then, okay, there are bioweapon labs. And then, okay, we funded these bioweapon labs. And then now it's Russia's going to use these bioweapons against us, And so if you're paying attention, you saw this unfold. And so we need to really remember what they've said in the past and look at how they've spun and twisted it, So anyway, it's the old blame others of what you yourself are doing propaganda, and it's been going on for a long time. So since 1991, the Ukraine is famous for child and sex trafficking. A lot of reports are coming in that thousands of kids were rescued from camps and buildings directly tied to the Ukrainian government. Yet there are crickets when it comes to the legacy media. Why aren't they talking about this, And I bet you never heard about, Putin's war with the satanic Luciferians, the global elite banksters, all heavily entrenched in the Ukraine. And the number of kids rescued is staggering, yet not a peep, So I'm not saying Putin is a saint. What I'm saying is let's hear the whole story. No more cherry picking to further an agenda, which could lead to World War III, which is where the same corrupt politicians want to take us. Often to distract us or cover their own asses, their own assets, you might say. The ones screaming the loudest to get rid of Putin are the ones that have the most to lose if all this information gets out, especially the Biden family. And it will, it's already in motion. So the Bidens are heavily involved in it. The Clintons are heavily involved in it. A lot of politicians are heavily involved in it. And it's all going to come out, as what they're involved in. And the other thing I want to talk about is how many stage fake news events do we have to watch before we change the channel? It's one deception after the other. My favorite was when the dead Ukrainians killed by the Russians forgot to stay dead while the cameras are rolling, and the bags are blowing off them and they're grabbing the bags and pulling them back over them and their feet are moving and everything else. And the guy's going, there's going to be more. There's going to be more people killed. Look at all these dead bodies. And again, they did the same thing with the COVID. They had all these dead bodies laid out, and then one guy got up and had a smoke, and while they were filming, things like that. So it's just ridiculous. There were explosions in Virginia and other places. Wrong time, wrong place. Professed to be casualties of the Russian war, and they're not even in the right country, and the timing's off too. So. There's just a total complete lack of honesty, integrity, and moral compass in the mainstream media. They have an agenda, and it looks like they want to go to World War III. Be aware that it's not going to be allowed. So it's not going to happen. Nobody's going to launch anything nuclear. So the other higher beings have that. So I don't know. We haven't heard a peep about Ukrainian citizens being killed by the Ukrainian army, the same Nazi groups. And so I'm saying, why listen to pathological liars that give themselves Pulitzer prizes for willingly and knowingly deceiving the people? Okay, enough of that. I'm just asking these questions, and I know I'm going to draw a lot of heat by asking these questions, like, how dare you? People are getting killed and things like that. Well, that's war, and I don't agree with it. I don't like war in any case, but there may be a whole different story going on than what we're being told. And sometimes, you got to remove a cancer to save the whole, the whole organism. So anyway, there's probably more going on there than we know. But anything, I'd like to get answers to those questions. If somebody wants to write me and send me answers, about, the biolabs and everything else, I'd love to hear about it. But so far, not a peep. So now for a little off-world or space news, you know, we just survived a cannonball, CMEs and solar flares, and the sun is showing clear signs that this will escalate and continue. The Schumann resonance is continuously spiking, and there's no doubt about it. We're in for a wild ride. For those new listeners, the CME solar flares create changes in the bioelectric fields around the human body, causing processes from lethargy to emotional outbursts and mood swings. This is followed by severe weather and increase in earthquake and volcanic activity. And this includes the generation of tsunamis. And I know for those people that got the, you know, it, that's going to affect them as well, you know, so because that stuff is energy sensitive, you know, it's it reacts to changes in the magnetic fields. So just a little heads up, I've seen a lot of people walking around just making really stupid decisions and driving vehicles and can't put the right blinker on. And it's, I've never seen anything like it. And I've seen people that they have a walk and it almost looks like a zombie walk. And you go, yep, I'm sure they've gotten all of them, you know, but all the jabs. But anyway, pay attention to that. We need to start clearing those out. There are ways of helping to clear those out, but you know, quit doing the damage, you know. So anyway, we talk about the mood swings and everything else, and the severe weather. So we're getting the severe weather. Everything's going to get a little crazy. One thing, UFOs are jockeying for parking space. All you have to do is go out on a clear night and look up. Here in Hawaii, we're seeing massive motherships miles long, ships splitting into two, making course changes. We covered that on the last show. We brought witnesses on that have seen the same thing. And no, these are not satellites. I'm sorry, Mr. PhD, you know, that was trained in college that UFOs don't exist. These are not satellites. We use your same data. We use Heavens Above and proves they're not satellites. These are low. These are making turns. You know, they could not hold a trajectory if they were satellites. And so, you know, the next question is, are they ours? Are they the secret space fleet or off-world craft? You know, remember our own government has ARVs, which are alien reproduction vehicles. And so the dark fleet or cabal have theirs, and the rest of the universe, positive and negative ETs, as well as the indifferent, have theirs. So there's a lot of activity going on up there. And, the good news is that the negative ones are being removed. They're being, I would say, evicted, you know, and on a big level. They're still here. There's still some in very deep portions, and they've cleaned out a lot of them. And, you know, there was a guy, and I don't even know if they used his right name or whatever, and he's with the Navy and, you know, highly involved in the Navy. And he was on Tyler and Aaron's show, Journey to Truth. And I think the title is Navy Insider, you know, talks about what's really going on. And I couldn't believe it. When this guy talked, he verbatim talked about everything that I've been talking about since 1982. And a lot of these guys are fully aware of the deepest, darkest ones, as well as the higher ones too. And so it was amazing hearing that. So I would go and listen to that. It'd be a good one to listen to. And so anyway, it's good to know that the Navy and other branches are aware of this, and there's a lot of operations going on to clean out these really negative ones. And you know, the dumbs are being taken out, and all that stuff is real, folks. I've looked into it. It's happening, and it's been happening for a while now. But anyway, you know, there's what the news is telling you, there's so much more to the story. It's going to blow your mind. When all this comes out, the moves that were made were exactly opposite of what the mainstream has been telling you. So the white hats will be the dark hats, and it's really interesting. I can't talk too much more about it until this. And I think in about 2 to 3 weeks, you're going to see just big shifts happening. And big revelations happening, and people just kind of crawling back under their rocks and disappearing. So on that note, I wanted to talk about about healing unseen negative influences, why it's so important. I'm going to cover a little bit. People keep asking me about this. You know, at the ranch, we have, before we do anything, we clear space, we create sacred space. So before we have any workshop or anything there, we clear the space, and we keep clearing the space while these events are going on. It's a lot of work, but it needs to be done because we have to maintain a frequency. And there's a lot of people in the UFO community that are engaging in all this kind of competition and bickering and, you know, pointing one finger out with three back and just they're working their stuff out, and that's okay. It's a process. It's happening in every community, is in process, and that's okay. But don't jump into it and take sides and things like that, because then you're part of that, and then your frequency is going to go down. So we have to maintain a frequency to keep the contacts going. And if we have a lot of old wounds or past life traumas or things like that, things can get in. And if you don't have a real solid foundation in universal law, you know, and what is serving in creating heaven on earth and things like that, then we fall into defense and bickering and blame and all these other things. And self-righteously, we believe that that's, we have a right to do that, but you do have a right to do that, but it is going to lower your frequency. So it's all about maintaining a frequency, and it's very important. And how to maintain a frequency, again, is create sacred space. So the healings are on the site. I do healings before the show, and I do healings on the people that are listening to the show. And so I front load it, and I clear the people out. You know, a lot of people are watching this show, and they start feeling tingling on their crown, or they start hearing their ears ringing, or they feel energies moving through them, and that's what it is. But we always do clearings before and after the show, and it's hard for me to do them during, but I have other people helping out. Those of you who know how to do healings and clearings, just go ahead and let her rip, because it'll be broadcasted over this network. That's the way the energy works. But I wanted to talk more about that. So what we have, this Navy guy was kind of spelling it out. I'm going to spell it out a little clearer. But on the highest levels, you have the progenitors, and they're the ancient ones. They're very old. And it's not the nine. It's not the other guys. These are ancient Lyrians, and they're ancient. There's some alpha. I think it's... not alpha. Let me think of it. I'll get back to it. But the ancient Lyrians were the Anunnaki. They were the bearded gods, Alpha Centauri. So, and there's beings that came from Alpha Centauri, and the Andromedans and things like that. The Andromedans are 8 to 10 feet tall. They have magnetized light bodies. They live in a light universe. And you know, they're mythologically known as archangels. They're beautiful beings. And then there's blue ones as well. There's a bunch of different beings from the Andromedas. And then, you know, in ancient times, we had a lot of the ancient gods were blue. You know, why did they have blue skin? Because they were blue. And the inner earth people, a lot of them were blue that came up from the inner earth. And because they're copper based, they're not iron based. They have a different biological makeup than we do. But those are some of the top guys in the universe. And then below that, you know, you've got the Orion Council of Light. And this isn't the Orion Alliance. This is the Orion Council of Light. They went through the wars, and they ascended, and they learned from them. And these guys are really good because they know how planets get infiltrated and they get taken over. They know exactly how that happens. It happened to them, and they had to... They lost a lot of people, and some colonies were extremely destroyed before they took them back and got it together and figured out how to deal with them. But the Orion Council of Light are great, and they're really involved in helping liberate the planet right now. And then you've got the Pleiadians as well. And a lot of these beings are not just, most of them are 5th, 6th, 7th dimensional beings. There's 7th dimensional Pleiadians. There's 7th dimensional Lyrians. And they're all working together right now in this alliance. And they work more with consciousness and energy and in your dream state. And they work on subtle levels. They're creating different realities and holding frequencies and securing the timelines. And so we have these guys, and they're beautiful beings. And so you've also got the Syrians. Now, again, there's three levels to the Syrians that we know about. There's a humanoid cat being in the fifth dimension. They're beautiful beings. They're protectors, explorers. And a lot of us have been them in the past. That's why we have these weird dreams that we're a cat running through the forest and things like that, or have affinity to cats, and cats will come and climb all over us. And then you've got these panther beings that are about 12 feet tall. And then you've got the lion beings that are the protectors of the gods. They're 17 feet tall. The males are. And so these, there's statues of them, like Sekhmet and some of these other ones. And they're well known throughout ancient history, you know, the feline beings. And so they also are part of our progenitors as well. So we're a big mix of life. But anyway, let's go back again. Sorry about the interference that happens every time when we start talking about this. But we talked about a lot of the higher dimensional beings. And when we get into the lower dimensional beings, we have in the fourth dimension, it's just replete with all kinds of crazy stuff. And there's a lot of kind of weird demonic and discarnate spirits and things. Then you have some fallen Anunnaki in there as well. And you have grays, reptilians, and other things playing around in the fourth dimension. And the grays are a really gray area. It just depends on what they're up to or who is working with them. I really hope this is coming across because I can't see it. But that, you know, you've got to clear those out. And the way you do that, it's on our website. There we go. I'm back. Yeah, so anyway, I don't know what that was, but I've never seen my computer do that before, but that's the weirdest thing. But they don't like this information getting out, and so that's pretty normal. But so you've got the grays, and when you do these clearings, they work. They clear them out. They're very old. It's a very old technique. It's been used for hundreds of years that I know of, and it's been passed down. So it's on our website. Just look up Healing Negative Influences, and it's in the books. Reunion with Source, Becoming Gods, The Ultimate Soul Journey, and Anunnaki Return. I put the healing prayer in all of those books. So, and it talks in depth about it. So I would really suggest getting those books if you want a good foundation in how this all works. But anyway, you want to clear these guys out as much as you can. And a lot of our problems, a lot of our emotions, a lot of our sadness, our sorrow, even suicidal feelings, angers and frustrations aren't even ours. They're coming from these other influences, and they feed on this energy, and they want to keep their realm alive. So that the more chaos they can create and the more division they can create. And that's how you know who's working with these energies. The more division they're creating, the more separation they're creating, the more they're attacking others, that it means something got in. And so, you know, we need to be aware of it and clear those energies out. So anyway, I can't suggest, you know, enough on how to do those. So if you maintain sacred space and you keep that space sacred, then the higher beings can work with you more and more. And we do group clearings and healings at the ranch on a regular basis on the weekends. And we've watched people walk in with broken backs and serious injuries and everything from cancers to disappearing tumors and things like that. So when these events happen, I tell people, I don't take credit for these and I don't take blame if you don't get healed. That's between you and the higher dimensional beings and creator. What happens, but things do happen. If you can hold space and you get a good group together, you can see miracles, and it does work. And we really need to incorporate this into every part of our lives, you know, clear out our businesses, clear out our houses, clear out whenever we go to a meeting, clear it out, especially any kind of a spiritual meeting. There's a lot of people in the air that have allowed these energies to come in and don't even know it, that they're working with these energies, and they start courting people, and these beings come through them and cord people, and it gets to be a real mess. And so you want to stay away from that if possible. When you start feeling those energies, just, you know, there's ways to just cut the cords. You can do it visually in your mind. You can use these spinning daggers. There's all kinds of ways of visually cutting cords, you know, visualizing big scissors and just cut them, you know, or you know, you do that like this and cut them. There's many ways of just cutting cords and then send the energy back to whoever's sending this energy to you. And that's really important. I'm so blown away by this this show, what my computer is doing, but I'm sure it's coming across. I'm up, my face is there, and my mouth is moving, so I'm sure it's coming across. But the I wanted to really get into that, the clearing and how important it is right now, because during this shift, we need to hold that sacred space. And the more we hold sacred space, the more the higher beings and the spiritually and technologically advanced beings can come in and help us. And so when we get into our stuff and our crap comes up, and it doesn't matter what it is, if it's, you know, we have drama in our lives and some of it's cellular memory, your body's trying to catch up with the soul and its purpose, and your personality self is at war. Your ego is usually at war with your soul and your higher levels. And so all that's coming up right now. So there's a lot of trauma in your mental and emotional body. There's wrong conclusions from past experiences that need to be cleared out. And so you become a clear vessel for the higher dimensions. And ultimately you want to be a clear vessel for Creator, you know, and have Creator come through you. And it comes through the heart. It doesn't come through the mind. You know, you'll see things in the third eye, but the energy comes down. It comes down and it goes through the heart. So you can send the full love of Creator into every situation if you get yourself out of the way. And the way you get yourself out of the way is you clear up the wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences. And it doesn't matter if they're in your mental body, emotional body, in your astral body where your past lives are recorded. You can clear all that out. And we do a lot of that at the ranch. We do transpersonal release sessions that are pretty thorough that clear a lot of that out. But we tell people, look, this is a jump start, but you got to do your work from here on out. And this is we empower people to keep themselves clear and help others, you know, get clear. So it's very, very important. But when you create that sacred space and you hold that frequency, you're going to have contact with these higher dimensional beings, and they all have abilities to heal and help us get on with our journey. But anyway, it's very important to realize that that help is here right now and to get through this shift in these times. That help is coming in. It's we're seeing it as these coronal mass ejections and pulses of energy hitting the earth. The whole earth is ascending. And so the earth itself is ascending. The higher dimensional energies are coming in. And we're kind of caught in the middle. And so are these other entities, which are screaming and flailing and trying to find a way to hang on. You know, so don't be an anchor for them. Don't let them in. Get the chinks of your armor out. You know, so it's very important to do that. And again, all that information is in the books. The first book, Reunion with Source, covers all this in depth and how to clear these energies out. So I'd really check those out. I'm going to go back to my... we've got some questions here, and I wanted to get, and some of these I've said before, but I'll do them again. So one of the questions was, how does James see the solar flash and the supposed big one? Also, what is my take on ascension? And I've covered this many times before. I kind of see it as a series of solar flashes, you might say, or a series of energy, incoming energies, and the earth itself is the Schumann resonance is off the scale. The electromagnetic energy scale has got all kinds of new levels in it, new energies. And the spectrum is off the scale too. So it's well underway, but I see it as a series of energies coming in with a point where we eventually hit critical mass. So these energies coming in we're rising with each one. Then we have to dump the baggage, dump the stuff, the frequencies that are keeping us down. And then the next level it comes in again. And there's also major planetary cycles too. When you have all these huge planetary lineups coming in April, and that are also part of this. And the moon has a big effect as well. So you know, a lot of people will go, well, that, you know, it doesn't bother me. Well, if you've got any kind of water sign in your chart, you're usually affected by the moon. I mean, look what the moon does to the tides and oceans and things like that. It, it has a huge effect on the planet. And so it does affect us. But anyway, I just see that there's a plan, might say, that's in effect. It's a multidimensional plan. It works with the planetary cycles, and it also works with us moving into a highly energized place in space that we're going into right now. And so the whole planet, our whole solar system is going through a huge change right now, and it's well underway. But I think eventually we're going to hit critical mass and just flip. A lot of us are already in between worlds. I know last night I'm sitting there in the morning, I'm laying there in bed and I hear somebody yell my name. It was really bizarre. I mean, it was loud. It was a woman. I still haven't figured out who it is. I got to take some time and sit with it. But I hear that a lot, and because the dimensions are very thin right now. And so I hear people talking. I hear people calling my names. You know, there's things popping in and out. I'm always on guard trying to clear some of these things too. And then there's also been really beautiful things happening as well. So there's just a lot going on. Pay attention. You know, you really need to lighten up on what we eat, drink a lot of water to get through this process, do whatever cleansing you can do, and get a practice, get us a daily clearing and meditation practice going. That's really important right now. Okay, next question. Why is it the dark ETs don't have to follow the prime directive while the good ETs do? And, you know, I've always asked that question. I said this, and I've gone before councils and actually argued that point, saying, and I told people, we're getting our butts kicked down here. What the hell are you doing? You know? And, you know, a lot of the smug ones go, well, you chose that. You knew what you're getting in. You know, it's like, yeah, whatever. But anyway, now they've actually decided to get their hands dirty and they're done with the nonsense. And they are coming in really strong and they're taking a more active role. But there were certain things that had to happen before they could do that. And we have to do our part. We have to initiate contact and ask for help. And the more people that initiate contact and ask for help in cleaning up this other nonsense going on, the more they can help. So it has to be by invitation. So we all have to do our part to ask, you know. And it doesn't matter if you believe in Jesus or Kuan Yin or the House of Mary or just, you know, Babaji. There's so many different deities out there. So it's important to work with these beings and work with our own God self, basically, you might say it, because we all have our own God self too. So next question is, could you ask James if our spirit is connected to our bodies by DNA? What happens with the identical twins, the DNA exact same? Thanks. And you know, identical twins, especially. I mean, I used to live with some twins, and they had a really hard time telling who was who, and they'd try to fool you every once in a while, and they'd even switch dates and things, and so it was pretty bizarre. Definitely DNA is connected. Period. We all have the Aboriginal DNA in our system. People don't like to admit that, but we all have Aboriginal DNA in our system. Very few don't. And I don't know of anybody that really doesn't have Aboriginal. And DNA is always communicating. So our DNA is always communicating with other DNA. And it doesn't have to be the same race or whatever. It's always communicating. And they've proven that. And it's instantaneous communication. So the more we raise our frequencies, the more our DNA is going to change, and the more we're going to affect other people's DNA, because it's all connected. So yeah, definitely, you know, our spirit is connected to the body. And as I said before, the wounds and traumas and cellular memory are being realigned. And so there's a war going on with the past and our spirit, which is coming in and reorganizing our destiny. So that's kind of the great war, is actually a war within. It's going on within, and it's a multidimensional war. So I hope that answered your question. What do you know of Tartaria, the old world? I've seen videos on it. I've seen a lot of information on it. I think as soon as we get through this mess that we're going through, we'll have really good terms with Russia and China and other ones, and then all this information is going to come out. I know Russia has a lot of this information, and I guess there are some very large people, and they're very extremely advanced, technologically advanced people, and I don't know what they're saying, either a tsunami or some great floods or mudslides took them out, you know, or something. I don't know. And I don't know the whole story. There's a lot of different stories on what took them out. So I don't know. Any thoughts on the third? I think we're past the third, aren't we? I'm pretty sure. But anyway, I'm not sure what they're referring to there. The temple, the red heifers, and the Antichrist. I've read about that. I've read about the red heifers and the Antichrist, and you know that there's a massive satanic Luciferian influence right now, and it's replete throughout the global elite. It's replete throughout Hollywood, any positions of power. It's a mess. And that's one of the big wars we're seeing right now. Russia's always been at war with the global elite and the satanic Luciferians. So a lot of that's going on over there right now. But, you know, as long as people don't buy into that nonsense, you know, there's no power in power over others. The real power comes to be in service to others. And that's the power of creation or creator. And so it's the power to create, and it's always in service to others. It's not self-service. So that's the real power is, you know, you could get a lot of money and you could have these guides and beings jump in and take over your life and all this other stuff, but, you know, don't go there because you lose everything. And that's where these groups, you know, they'll offer you fame and money, and that's what we're seeing in Hollywood. It's all coming out right now. But you got to join their group, and you got to do some pretty nasty things to be a part of that group, because they got to have the dirt on you so you don't blow the whistle on them. So, but anyway, that's all being cleaned up. And those groups, the satanic Luciferian groups, are connected to reptilians and demonic and serpent beings and things like that. So that they're calling on negative forces to have power and control over others. And so they themselves are being controlled, and then they totally lose their soul. And they're just a vessel for the darker energies. And so tips on navigating the incoming frequencies, all the rest is mind games. It really is. I would say my greatest tip I can give people is to focus on love and joy and bliss. That's what the lamas say. Get out in nature and do that until you become it. And less is more. Get simple. Simplify your life and make your mind single, your eyes single on you know, creator, or on that love and joy and bliss. And anything outside of that you can clear by using what's inside of you. You bring in the source through you, which is pure unconditional love and joy and bliss, and that's going to clear all the other stuff out. But it's, you know, when you go into social consciousness, you're going to be dragged this way, and it's a mess. And there's a lot of chaos going on in social consciousness and a lot of power struggles and everything else. So I would suggest get out in nature as much as you can, and meditate as much as you can, and just really clean up our bodies, you know, as much as we can. Next one, how is Arnold my favorite subject? Arnold was just knocking things over out there a second ago. He's becoming a little tyrant, but he comes up and he butts me with his head, you know, with his nose, not hard. And he says, feed me, you know, it's like, and he gets a little pissy if you don't feed him. So I might have created a monster. I don't know what might have to do. I don't know how you discipline a wild boar. I guess I'll find out. But he's still a kick. He's still funny. He's very entertaining, the stuff he does. And we throw new things out for him, like cardboard boxes and other things for him to play with. And it's hilarious. He always pushes balls around and things like that. But I don't know. It's he's doing good, but you know, he's a wild boar. He's a pig, you know, and he's like a pig too. But anyway, we'll see what happens with Arnold. The ongoing story of Arnold, you know, the Wyans down here, they're very big on hunting pigs, And, you know, a lot of people go, oh my God, you know, well, you know, if they don't hunt these pigs, there are so many of them that they're just taken over and they just tear up the forest. But you know, I watch them just go through and they just chomp everything down, but they keep growing, you know, everything keeps growing back. And they do kind of rototill things, but they have their purpose. But, you know, if it gets out of balance, they just multiply so fast. And they're a food source for the people who are on the island, you know, and that's their way. And so, you know, it's, you know, they look at me kind of weird, you know, the pig whisperer out here that's working. But it's kind of funny. But I don't know, it's their way, you know, it's like Native Americans, they hunt, but they give total respect to the animal and give, you know, give thanks. And eventually they're going to die and feed the grass, and the grass is going to feed the pigs and the other animals. So it's just a circle. Okay. There's a couple of them here. Where about in Hawaii is the new East SETI? That is to be announced, because we have no way of housing anybody or taking care of anybody. And we're so busy working right now. We have big projects going on, like retiling, reflooring, painting, everything. We just don't have time to stop to talk right now. So it is on the Big Island. I'll give you that much. And it's Kona. But that's as far as I'm going to say. But you know, next year we should be able to give you a lot more information and have things moving forward, and we'll announce it. Have the orbs that fly by your ranch ever identified themselves to you or anyone else there at the same time? Depends on which orbs. A lot of people call the light ships orbs, and yes, they have identified themselves, who they are. And then there's the other light spheres or orbs, and we get a lot of those. When we blow the picture up, you can actually see like Mary inside, or a bearded master that looks like a wizard, or you'll see an elven being or things like that. And so if you have a good camera, you can actually blow them up and see the being inside them. And there's different types of orbs that are attached to different beings. The Pleiadians can project themselves out as an orb. We can all do that. We have a orb that's in the core of our being that can go out and it can see 360 degrees, and it can jump dimensions and everything. It's pretty unlimited. So that's an aspect of ourselves. And the ETs know how to project that and check things out and, you know, and connect with people through that on a spiritual level. Okay. Hi, James. When we're given access to free electrical energy, will we have to rent the individual distribution boxes and pay a monthly fee like we do for cable or satellite? You know, it just depends on how it's rolled out. Most people are probably going to buy them and just get totally sovereign. And that's the best way to do it. But people that can't do that, they might take a monthly fee or things like that. But I think it's important to, we have to think differently about this with these devices, because, you know, think about if you have free energy, all your energy needs are met, your transportation needs are met, you still got to create these things and the vehicles and things like that. And so that's going to be a cost, but I mean, these things will run forever. And so it's going to be a minimal cost, and they aren't that expensive to create, not as much as people think, but and we, you know, water, we can make water into any kind of fuel we want and things like that. So all these things that come out, and, you know, what if we get replicators, then, you know, you won't be going to Walmart. You just take a picture of whatever you want or scan it, and then it'll just make it. Okay. Do you know if frequency devices like Healy are protected from malevolent ETs, AI? I've heard of the Healy. I haven't used it yet. I've heard a lot of good things about it. So I think it's important with any device, the person running the device, you know, so, you know, a lot of these devices are hooked into consciousness. And if people have controlling, manipulating energy or malevolent energy, then I wouldn't have them work on you. You know, so as anything, there's a good and a positive way of doing things. Is there an antidote to the vax? Yeah, there definitely is. But if you keep getting them, it gets worse and worse. Your odds are worse and worse. There's a lot of, we have on our website, I think we have links to them. Go to the a lot of the doctors who are speaking out, they all have protocols. You know, if you just do a, you know, there's so many doctors out there that have them. Who is in charge of Canada? Has Trudeau really been replaced? You know, I think the people are done with him. That's for sure. Has he been replaced? I don't know. I haven't looked into that. I hope so. You know, the guys, he looks like, what's his name, over in Ukraine's brother, you know, and a lot of these guys are all installed and they're acting like Nazis because they're tied into the global elite and the other people. So, you know, which are Satan, Luciferian, or Nazi, basically one of the three. So, okay, here's another one. I've been told that Nassara Jassara started 4/1/22 and that we will all be reimbursed for our taxes. That was illegal to take from us. The cabal deep state created slave system that keep us spinning in a matrix of debt, taxes, and madness. How can you explain how to get out of that system and when exactly? I tell you, I know that there are things in place. You know, there's that QFS system. There's a lot of things in place that are going to make a much fairer system together. And, you know, they're saying that's in the Jassara that we get reimbursed. It's already been accepted, you know, but as far as launching, I think it's coming pretty soon. I think they're going to launch it might not be what we've been told. It might be a whole different system, but it might be a series of steps that they let go of this. So, definitely we're going to have a whole new system coming in, and everything's going to change. It has to, because it's not frequency specific to the shift that's going on. And, you know, it may not look like it, but you know, the white hats are in control, and I've double checked and checked this, and I've looked into it, and I know sources on the inside on very high levels. And they said, this is all ready to go. I think you're going to see some huge shifts in the next 3 weeks, but they have to remove certain people and certain groups and things like that. They aren't totally done with that part of it yet. So I think they'll probably flip it pretty soon, but I would be surprised if we got through April without some huge events unfolding, and up to June and July, we're going to see a huge change, and it's going to be global. You know, because this is all sponsored by the higher dimensional beings. Actually, talking about this right now, my head's like, they want to talk more about it, but we're out of time, unfortunately. But there are some major things unfolding, and the, you know, it's behind the scenes, and people I've talked to that are in the know have validated these things are in place, and that there's going to be a flip. You know, we've had some severe trouble with our bank as well. And so that old regime is still at play, and I think they're on their way out. They're just taking shots at anybody they can on their way out. But anyway, we're out of time, unfortunately. I was looking at the clock here. I think if we really focus on, you know, being the person we want others to be, and be the lover you want to love, and be the focus on that love and joy and bliss, and get out in nature and really communicate with Creator and the higher beings and ask for help and initiate it. The more we do that, the more help we're going to get, and things are going to flip even faster. And do clearings, and wherever you see clearings are necessary, just use those prayers and those techniques and do clearings. Things will move a lot faster, but it's all about, you know, we need to initiate things. So, you know, free will, it has to be our free will. We need to know what we're up against, and we need to know how to clear these energies, and we need to support those that are on the front lines, you know, with this. And the more we do that, the more, you know, this is going to move forward. So anyway, we're out of time, folks. You know, as we always say, keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent, and you'll get through these things, and get out in nature and focus on love and joy and bliss until you become it. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night.